News headlines direct from the wires of the Associated Press on the WORC newsroom and brought to you as a public service on behalf of the United States Saving Worcester, open every evening until 9. The correct time, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Now down to S.A.Z. Park and Paul Larson.
Well, I see. We do better when he goes first, huh? Well, very happy good evening from SAC Park. Paul Larson saying howdy-do. Welcome from the House of Dancing down here. We have ourselves a real ball each Saturday evening, as you know the routine, from 8 until 12 midnight. Scandinavian dancing as well as regular ballroom dancing is the feature. We have Red Lundin and the Four Pennies down here to play for it up until 8:30 on the radio show, and then right up till midnight, a real fine time from 466 Lake Street, Shrewsbury. You turn in, to get to the park, turn in Lake Street from the southwest cutoff. Just follow right down to the park or South Quincy Ave from the turnpike. You'll find us down here making all kinds of noise and racket and like that. We'll dedicate the first tune. Are you getting overcome by smoke down there? We all get king-size cigarettes tonight, and we'll have to watch for Herman. He bruises easy. I don't know. The first tune we dedicate to all the folks who patronize Svea Bakery. Of course, Herbie Bergeson, the rest of the folks down at 24 Greenwood, appreciate your patronage and hope that they can continue to turn out the best in bakery goods for you. Not only everyday things for your Scandahoovian meals, but some fine wedding cakes, birthday cakes, and special tortas for you. So, with the compliments of Svea, our first tune, The Shortest, by Nils Lundin. We're going to have that light switch all night. Blink a light to keep the band quiet, you know, after a certain number or so. But the light's up against the wall somewhere. Lundin has to do a back flip to get to it. Most wonderful thing happened to me today down at the Bancroft, you know. I don't know if you heard on the show this morning. I was talking about this Feline Company get-together in the grand ballroom of the hotel. What they have is a teenage panel of young gals who advise the teenagers who come in shopping, see, about what they should wear for dress and stuff like that. So the teenage panel is about 15 of them. The last year's panel was graduating, and this year's candidates are up for the semifinal judging. I was one of the judges. Be a judge. But anyhow, there was about, I guess 50 young gals trying for this job, you know, for the next year at Feline's. And that's quite a big banquet they had and everything. And they had this songbook with them with the song Fabulous. Everybody was going to sing, see? And the song Fabulous was the first thing to open the show. And, of course, that's Charlie Gracie's song. He made 1.5 million records in about 2 months of that song. So what happened? But Charlie was upstairs at the station. Hey, you remember he's on the air? So the first thing that happened, I get in touch with Charlie, and without the girls knowing about it, I walked in and I said, how'd you like to sing the song Fabulous? You know, oh, fine, everybody's going to sing Fabulous. I said, how'd you like to have Charlie Gracie come down and sing it with you? You know? No, they didn't believe it. But all of a sudden, in he pops. He had his electric guitar with him, and he just led off the singing there for the gang at Feline's. So they get a big bang out of it. Now, I'm everlastingly grateful to Charlie. He's playing down in White City now, Charlie Gracie and Tony Rand. Both of them have about 1.5 million copy records. So thank you very much, Charles, if you're listening, and if you are not, have a dance down in White City on us. That first tune, before we get into the Feline department here, was brought to you by Svea Bakery as appreciation for your patronage down there at 24 Greenwood Street. And next we'll get along with a tune by Nils and the Pennies here. Oh, we're going to dance the Hambo, huh? Real brave, the Fröner Hambo. That bird we got hanging up here, I don't know what that's supposed to be up over our heads. Some kind of a decoration from some party or other. I don't know what it's supposed to be, a crow or an eagle or a Lundeen. I don't know what it's supposed to be. Up at J.K. Ogasian and Sons, 179 Belmont Street, corner of Rodney, you will find yourself a big buy in General Electric filter flow washers. You like filter flow? What did I do? Wreck the mic on that? No? Filter flow washer cleans and recleans the wash water to give you cleaner clothes. There's no lint or fuzz on your clothing either. And after looking this over, you'll find it's very easy to turn a dial on the filter flow washer. Set the dial, preset the fingertip selectors on the control panel there, and your washer does the rest. All you do have to do is punch a couple of buttons, walk away, and I guess a bell rings, you come back, and everything's all done. That's all there is to it. But you get a wonderful trade-in allowance on your present washer toward one of these wonderful GE filter flows washers. Of course, they come in your favorite decorator colors now. In fact, you need no money down at Ogasians. Don't forget they service what they sell also. So be sure to stop by at 179 Belmont, corner of Rodney. Say hello to Johnny in the crowd and ask him for a demonstration. Bring up a bunch of old socks or something if you want them washed, and he'll show you right then and there just how this filter flow works by General Electric. So next on the list, we have what? Are we going to attempt the solo now? No, polka. Huh? Get a warm-up for it. Willie's polka. Thank you. Well, remember I was speaking of the solo? Remember last week you had a mystery tune? Nils, you played the solo. It was an old ragtime song. We get the big, brilliant idea that everybody should write in and tell us what the name of the song was. Remember? I thought that I'd bring it up tonight because nobody wrote in. So it's nice rehearsing down here anyhow. I mean, this is the SAC Dancing Party over WORC in Worcester, the bright spot at 1310. And we're here each Saturday night from 8 until 8:30. It's a real fine place to dance down here at the park. You don't want to spend the whole family treasure, you know, and open up both corners of the mattress. You can come down here to 466 Lake Street, Shrewsbury. Stop in from the cutoff on Lake Street or South Quinsig Ave from the Boston Turnpike. You'll find that we do ballroom dancing in real fine style, too, and also some Scandahoovian dancing, which you can pick up fairly easily. There's always a few members of the dance club down here to show you the steps if you're a little bit dubious. It's a nice big open-air ballroom. Downstairs, we get plenty of food for you, refreshments, and a good king-size restaurant. We get about 49 acres to roam around in down here, so why don't you come on down and give it a try. SAC Park at 466 Lake Street, Shrewsbury. We're nodding your head for you here already, Herman. Hello, come in, Herman. But guaranteed general repairing, and you need that this time of the year for the car. You don't want to be under the car. Well, you should be on vacation trying to fix it up. Or for truckers, too. Benson and Wood at 367 Park Avenue in Worcester have wheel aligning service, brake service, all kinds of general repair work, and they do it quickly, factory style. As a matter of fact, the mechanics can diagnose what's wrong with the car quickly and get the job done in a factory manner, so it saves you money as well as getting a better job done. You know Andy and Gus's place at 367 Park Avenue, Worcester. So don't forget when you stop by to mention you heard about it on the Scandahoovian dance show here Saturday night from SAC Park. Now, this is the second solo in our series about which nobody should write, I guess, or something. But this is going to be a march out to Kameraden. How's that, huh? Oh, boy. I must admit he does a good job. We were all trying to break him up there and that, and it didn't work. Drummer almost brought the thing down over his head. I don't know. Lessons given out. What is it? Chocolate bar goes with each lesson, doesn't it? No, something like that.
I'm afraid.
No, Lundeen is the tutor to the famous, well-known concert accordionist, Koski, Toivo Koski. That's a party joke, I don't know. Over at Haskell Gordon's place, Koski's on the way down with a shotgun, so this ad's going to be short, Haskell. Next week we'll make a long one. But out at the fair, 566 Southwest cut off on Route 20, you'll find the fair, which is a collection of just about everything you could possibly need in this world or the next. I mean, as far as household goods or paints, hardwares, camping supplies, outdoor equipment of all kinds. You'll find now for Dad's Day, that's coming up pretty soon, where everybody digs down and gets a real low-price present for Dad. You'll find camping goods. You'll find tents of all kinds, sleeping bags for Dad's hunting trips. You'll find fishing poles, Coleman stoves, swimming equipment of all kinds. You'll find luggage, Wilson, golf and archery equipment, portable radios. You'll find all manner of things. Maybe a lawnmower for the poor man so he can do a better job around the house on Dad's Day. But don't forget that the fair is air-conditioned by our General Electric folks. They're open tonight until 10 o'clock. If you want to stop by, pick up some good bargains. Father's Day shopping and just plain old average, everyday, run-of-the-mill American shopping. The fair is at 566 Southwest Cutoff, Route 20 in Auburn. They're open until 10 o'clock tonight. Okie dokie, what's he? He runs over. This guy's got his own tape going, this Lundeen. He tries to cut out all my commercials and then get the music. I'll have to shut it off when he starts playing the Svensk Valtz medley. Crowd's starting to show up a little bit down the park here now, and things are starting to move at SAC. Don't forget that's 466 Lake Street, Shrewsbury. There he goes, shutting off the recorder while we talk here. My buddy! 466 Lake Street, Shrewsbury, in from the cutoff on Lake Street, in from the turnpike on South Quinsigamond Avenue. Let me burn that music for you, will you, while you're doing... Oh, that's my buddy. Good old Xavier
here.
Plotnick and his orchestra. Recall, ask for him by name if you want a special job done up here. Johnny's over at Belmont Hill in the General Electric lineup have some wonderful refrigerators now by the GE folks. They have the revolving shelves that you've probably seen them advertised on TV. There are no hard-to-reach corners, is the idea. No wasted space in your refrigerator with the revolving shelves. One finger turns the revolving shelves right out in front of you, just like a Lazy Susan works. So you see what you want at first glance without stopping or bending. You just pick what you want without overturning or spilling the other food. You know what a riot that can be. Of all the refrigerators available today, none is so convenient as the wonderful new General Electric with its revolving shelves. In fact, we get a game going at home where you get these revolving shelves really spinning around. It's something like a Wheel of Fortune. Take your lucky number. Would it be the cheese or the cold meat that comes around? If it stops at the cold meat, you win. And you don't have to wash the dishes. Then in the GE, try it sometime. It's a good game, you know, in case you get a revolving shelf that's not being used. In the GE refrigerator, a 12-cubic-foot combination refrigerator freezer, up to 80 pounds will be held in this true zero-degree freezer. Now, on these refrigerators, you have your favorite decorator color, too, about seven of them. Why don't you stop by, see what kind of a trade-in you get from Johnny, and show him your old refrigerator, then he can fix you up with a brand-new GE revolving shelf refrigerator with a big true zero-degree cold storage. Next tune by Nils Lundin and the orchestra is going to be a Schottis. We had the cameras going on this show, you know. This is more fun than a barrel full of monkeys, I'm telling you. You're missing a lot if you don't see it. Or even see this guy playing the rest of the night down here till midnight, come to think of it. Now that I look back on it all. The reason I introduced that thing so fast last time was because Lundin was over here messing with his tape and I wanted to catch him before I get back to the band. So he started leading from halfway across the floor, slid into third, and was pronounced out by the umpire. I'd like to get in the dig for the park here for your special parties. You have wedding receptions or shop parties, maybe some class parties coming up now. And this is a wonderful place to have a special party because we have the big dance floor upstairs. We have the full facilities of a good-sized restaurant and kitchen downstairs, plus about the longest bar in the in the eastern half of the country, I guess. Outside, horseshoe pitching places that are regulation in size. And also outside, big king-size soccer field, usually for softball or whatever you want drying people out after you have your party, I don't know. But 466 Lake Street, Shrewsbury, is the place to have your shop party or your office get-together. You find the rates are really reasonable. In fact, we're booked for most of the summer, but there may be a few dates that would jibe with your plans, so I'd suggest you look into it. By all means, come on down and help us dance it up tonight. 466 Lake Street, we're here till midnight. A beautiful night, and we have the windows all open here in the pavilion. It's about the biggest dance floor you've ever seen, just waiting for you to have some fun. Polka and polka spang, that's what they call it. About the time the Mickey Mouse watch is backfiring again, or what? Yeah, you can start it if you want. One of you ready? This is a relaxed type show, informal. In fact, I have my chinos on tonight and the red hunting shirt. Hey, that reminds me. Any of you gals coming down? Most of the dress is just sort of an informal cotton affair of some kind. There are no, actually, the only chinos in the place are mine, and no dungarees or anything like that, mostly sport coats and sport shirts for the guys. Sort of a cute informal, if that describes anything to you, if you want to come down and dance it up, don't know quite what to wear. We'll see you later on, anytime up until midnight at SAC Park. We have to say goodnight now for the radio end of things. Till next week, same time, same place. Be back again with Nils Lundin and his band, and by the way, he's available for playing dates around here, too. If you want to get a hold of him, just call the park. We're registered as Scandinavian Athletic Club on Lake Street in Shrewsbury. Paul Larson saying bye-bye now. Good night for the gang from SAC.
Saturday afternoon from 1 to 6 p.m., WORZ presents Requestfully Yours with your host, Ken Jett, and you'll hear the song.